Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Senator Paul Gazelka from District 9 in Minnesota and also the Senate Majority Leader coming up for the next session starting in January. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you and good morning.
Good morning. Now, last week we talked about some of the upcoming bills you'd like to see passed during the legislative session, things like transportation and taxation and those kinds of things. But one of the things that you're going to run into, even though there is a Republican majority in both the House and the Senate, is there's still a Democratic governor. So I'm just wondering how you're going to be able to finesse action at the state legislature with that sort of a dichotomy.
I already know where the governor is not going to give no matter what and would go to shutdown. And you know, our goal is to actually pass these bills that Minnesotans need. And so we want to give the governor every opportunity to come to the table. And you know, if he's not going to come to the table, then he'll have to veto our bills. And, you know, we'll keep working beyond the veto and hopefully create enough time to make that happen. But that's, you know, that's the dynamics of it. And so as I see him going out, I've done a lot of different negotiation and in the business marketplace. And, you know, you have to find places where you can have a win-win. So the governor needs to have some wins here, and so do we. And so why not focus on the health care crisis? Why not focus on roads and bridges? You know, and hopefully I can get him to agree to some tax relief, but those kind of things. The bonding bill is typically the odd year, that is as in right now, but that fell apart. And so there's going to be a lot of pressure for us to have a bonding bill too. But I'm first going to work on those early bills I talked about, but I'm not opposed to a bonding bill. In my mind, it likely will be near the end with a tax relief bill and a bonding bill. That's typically some of the negotiation that almost always happens. Up until this last bonding bill that was about $1 billion, which I voted for, I've never voted for one, I think, over a half a billion. But it actually had far less pork projects that, you know, if the individual looked at, they'd say, why are we spending money that way? It was heavily focused on roads and bridges. I believe it was over $700 million. And then it addressed the state infrastructure, our state buildings at colleges and places like that. And that's the kind of bill that, you know, we should be doing. And so my hope is that we put together another one like that. You know, so that's, you know, we'll see. I mean, that it will be part of the negotiation process, but you know, it's something that it's the way that we have funded a lot of the state infrastructure is through bonding, and so I expect there to be some pressure to do that.
Our guest has been Senator Paul Gazelka from District 9. He is the incoming Senate Majority Leader for the upcoming legislative session. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.